We continue today our journey through the book of Psalms, and we continue our journey through Psalm 106. Today, verses 34 through 39. Again, this is a psalm describing Israel's journey through the wilderness. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and adopted their customs. They worshiped their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to false gods. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was desecrated by their blood. They defiled themselves by what they did. By their deeds, they prostituted themselves. My question to you today is this. Are you an influencer or are you being influenced? Are you a leader or are you being led? Are you making a statement for Christ in your world, or is the world making its statement on you? Israel owned the history of God's deliverance and his assurance for the future, but instead of standing for God, they bowed to anti-God forces. They forgot God's promises and bought into the world's philosophy. How about you? Are you standing strong for Christ in your school or your office or your neighborhood? Do you proclaim the message of Christ in your world? Or, be honest, are you living the world's message of materialism and their position and self-focus? An old pastor and writer, Thomas Watson, well said, "The sins of the wicked anger God, but the sins of professing Christians grieve him." It's not an uplifting question, I admit that, but it's one that needs to be asked nevertheless. Are you grieving God with your sins? Father, search me and make known my heart. Show me if there's anything in my life that's grieving you, and then give me the courage and strength to change. In Jesus' name, amen.